Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now, here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, topical Tuesday, February 27th, 2018. Steve Cypress here. Just went out on the terrace outside my office because I can see that the sun is setting. It's a kind of rain clouds or foreboding up in the sky up there. The moon, a full moon, is almost out up there, so it's kind of late. We're going to lose the light, so let's get going here before we lose the light. So, first Rhino of the Day. If you were on yesterday on Direct Mail Monday, I taught lessons from opening up a Valpak mailer, and the Rhino of the Day is this rhino right there that appears on one of the coupons that I received from this Wildlife World thing with some discount on admission. So there is the Rhino of the Day. Adding it to my collection, I will be saving this coupon. And I usually just throw out the whole Valpak. If you were on there, if you missed it yesterday, you might want to set some time, maybe over the weekend when you really have some free time. I was on there for over an hour, teaching all kinds of lessons, not only in direct mail, way beyond, to real general marketing stuff, all about offers, deadlines, headlines, websites, all kinds of lessons. Over an hour, I believe, I was on. Great stuff. Full of great lessons. Okay, today is Topical Tuesday, and in the news, you're hearing a lot about, again, in the wake of this heinous school shooting attack that have happened now maybe a couple weeks ago, all this blowback on these companies pulling their discounts to members of the NRA, and all the blowback they're getting, the damned if they do, damned if they don't, right? I mean, there's 100 million gun owners in the country. Well, that means there's 100 and something million that don't own guns. So either way, the company's between a rock and a hard place if they don't play this right. So there's several ways to solve this problem. Number one, don't give any discounts to anybody, and then that can never arise, that suddenly people want to boycott you because you're associating with any kind of other business. So number one is don't associate with any other business. I don't suggest that. The second way is, for us as small business owners, this is even why it's even more important, as if it wasn't vital already. It's the first letter of the WOW strategy. The first W stands for the who. Pick a target market, a narrow target market that you can get to know really well and they can get to know you really well, and they have a lot in common, so you can really target your marketing messages. These big companies, Delta, Avis, whatever, they want everybody to be their customer. Well, everybody includes people that passionately love guns and people that passionately hate guns. So either way, when they give a discount to the NRA, they're in trouble with hundreds of over 100 million people. Either way, damn if they do, damn if they don't. But if small business owners, I spoke to one of my clients today who is a big expert in the outdoorsman world, hunter, fisherman, safaris, all that kind of stuff. And he's like, look, he is a member of the NRA. In fact, I think he attends conferences and does some work for them. And, you know, he's in some kind of leadership role with them in one way or another. Like, first of all, I'm sure you know, I mean, if you've been a member of any of these things, AAA or any kind of, I've shared on these videos here, the marketing campaigns from AARP and how they got my 10 or 15 bucks out of me by spending a lot more than that on their marketing to get me. I know I get senior discounts through that and discounts through this and discounts through that. I don't even think about them. Nobody joins any of these things for the 5 or 10% or whatever the heck discount on rental cars and airlines and whatever there is. I never even think about asking for them or showing my membership card. Recently, my beautiful wife, Michelle, when on Saturday was her birthday and I was over in the supermarket grabbing cake. I got her cake or whatever, flour, whatever I was getting there. Hey, Jared Dog. She was like, hey, did you get the discount? Because I have the discount card. I'm like, yeah, just give me your phone number. I'm sure it was under there. Hey, Leon, great seeing you. Been a while. And she's like, you ought to get your own card because you can get a senior discount. I'm older than her. Maybe I qualify for some kind of senior discount. Okay, whatever. So, does that mean that, they are in the here's the thing. just because. These are what these companies should have said, because they're sitting there going, we're damned if we do, damned if we don't. You know, if we keep giving these discounts to NRA, then all the anti-gun people will rabidly hate us, and all the if we pull them, then the pro-gun people will start hating us. And at the time, and I think it still is, the anti-gun people are way more vociferous and way more out there in the public than the pro-gun people, especially since that's the liberal side of things, and liberals control the media for the most part. So the TV stations and the CNN town hall, and I don't see any marches going on around the country by gun owners. I don't see any pro-NRA marches, but I see tons of anti-gun stuff going on all over. So they made a decision. They said, hey, if we got to piss off somebody, let's piss off the pro-gun owners so we can at least get out of the blowback in the media from and all these marches from being a pro endorsing the gun thing at any time. Like, big mistake. All they had to do was come out with a statement and say, look, we basically give a discount to any organization that asks because we think it's good for business to give a discount. Because people are going to fly in our airline or rent our cars anyway, might as well give you 10% off. That doesn't mean in any way are we endorsing anything about these organizations or what they do or who's running them. I mean, what if the guy running the organization is in one of these sex scandals? We don't endorse anything about them. We just say yes and give a discount to everybody. So one way to solve it is give a discount to nobody. Another way is give a discount to everybody and let people know. That doesn't mean we endorse it. We give a discount to everybody. Hey, Brett is here. And another way is to pick a target market. So when you are a small business owner, we can choose who we want to do business with. And we want to get to know everything about them. That's the WOW strategy. The first letter W stands for the who. Get to know everything about them. Pick a target market. So that if you're picking all liberals, you can send messages that liberals will love. If you're picking conservatives, you can send messages that conservatives will love, and you can avoid a massive problem. So, for instance, my clients are small business owners, overwhelmingly conservative small business owners. So if I said I hate something conservative, I would piss off 80% of my prospects and clients, and 20% would be happy. If I said something pro-liberal, then I would what's pro-liberal? You know, we want to, I'm glad I forget. I got to go back to all the Obama days where everything was pro-socialist, pro-liberal, or Bernie Sanders. Oh, we want free college for everybody. If I started going, we want free college for everybody, because we know there's no such thing as free college. Someone's got to pay for it. That means taxes got to go up and taxpayers got to pay for it, or else it's got to come out of something else that we'd rather have than encourage people to go get a piece of paper that does them no good in the marketplace and to waste 4 years of the prime working years of their life. But anyway, if I said something liberal like that, I'm all for free college education for everybody, I would piss off 80% of small business owners and 20% or so would be happy. That could be a mistake for me. Or I might say I love liberal business owners. There's 13 million business owners in America. 20% is 2.6 million. I'd have a field of 2.6 million prospects to do business with if I said I only work with liberal business owners. So pick your niche, get to know your niche, send out messages that your niche will love. And yeah, raise minimum wage. There you go. Thanks, Sure Dog. There's a good one. Raise the minimum wage, which is bad for everybody, but it's good virtual signaling that supposedly you care about people. And, gee, they ought to have a living wage. You know, the liberals are being a little exposed here with what they don't really care about. They don't really care about the illegal aliens. They don't really care about workers. You raise the minimum wage, more workers are out of a job, and more low-wage, you know, kids starting out can't get a job because people won't pay them to go learn on the job if you got to pay them $15 an hour to do something that a robot can do, for crying out loud, or an iPad to take an order at a fast food place. But I digress, getting all over the place. So there, you got me going, Jer Dog. I can't really, even if I wanted to, endorse any of these liberal lunatic policies, nor would I want to. And I do have 20% of my clients and prospects are liberals and love all that kind of stuff, but they love the money I help them make even more, I guess. They stick with me. Like, it's a business decision. So, good news is we're small business owners. We're nimble. We're agile. We can do things that big companies can't. We don't want to be all things to all people or even try to, because then your messages get watered down, and then you're going to be like these big companies, put themselves in a rock and a hard place. Gee, Do we piss off 100 million people that think this or 100 million people that think that? And, of course, the best way to do it is just to come out and say, it's a discount, people. It doesn't mean we endorse anything about these organizations. It means we give them all a discount. Do you have an organization? Do you have your school, your church, your group, your local chamber of commerce? Whatever it is, let us know. We'll give you a discount. End of story. We don't endorse anything they do. But instead, the companies are all, there's all a mess going on in the news with it. Easily avoidable. It's avoidable even by the big companies, but absolutely avoidable by us as small business owners. Get to know your target market and speak right to your chosen who, your target market, with messages that they will love, because hopefully you agree and you love them too. We get to choose who we do business with. Hopefully you do business with people that you agree with, for the most part, on a lot of things that matter. And who cares about minor things like a stupid AAA or NRA or any other thing discount? I mean, it's just virtual signaling, like I said earlier. It's just a chance for Delta to say, oh, we're not going to be associated with the who the liberals think is responsible for a school shooting. As if the gun is responsible for the school shooting. I can't even believe this argument still exists. Like, the kid used an AR-15. How many AR-15? Anybody know how many AR-15s there exist within, like, 10 miles of that school in Florida? Got to be hundreds of them. So even if there's just 100 AR-15s within 10 miles of that school, one of them is responsible for school. The other 99% had nothing to do with it. Those 99% of those AR-15s did not walk into that school and start shooting up kids. Okay? And every day in America, there's millions of AR-15s out there that are not shooting anybody. So it's not the guns, folks. But whatever. You can't. How are you going to... The lunatic liberals that are controlling this conversation, they're still somehow able to think and say and pronounce that guns are the problem. And the other side, the NRA or the pro-gun people, or I'm not pro-gun, anti-gun, I don't care either, you know, guns, you know, I'm not Mr. Pro-gun. I'm certainly pro that citizens have guns, that the government, which is inept in everything, as proven in this shooting escapade in Florida, that the government is not the only ones with guns. We certainly don't want that. That's why we're America. We do not want the government to be the only ones having guns. So in that way, I'm pro-gun. But anyway, I don't really care either way about, I'm not, you know, it's not going to change my life whether you outlaw this or bump stocks or this or that or whatever. Guns do not walk around shooting people. There's 100 million guns in America. There's not 100 million shooting incidents a day. Like, guns don't do anything. Anyway. Jerdog says, and if they exclude anyone, the liberals freak out over elitism and privilege. And if they exclude anyone, I don't know who the they is, but if they exclude anyone, the liberals freak out over, liberals freak out over everything, first of all. Liberals freak out. So that's another thing, is you see all the marches, all the CNN town halls, right? You're not going to see a lot of pro-conservative marches. There aren't just as many. And if they are, they're very orderly, very respectful. They get their permits for the most part. Like, unless you're at the fringe end of the lunatic white supremacist, you know, lunatic fringe. But mainstream liberals freak out. That's why they're liberals. They love to freak out over just about anything. Okay, we're losing the light here. But anyway. That's it for Topical Tuesday. Like, you see the problem with these endorsements or discounts or whatever. Like, don't make the same mistake in your business. There's many ways around it. And I'm sure there's more. If you have another solution to it, feel free. Put it in a comment or send me a message and let me know and I'll put it in a comment. Like, there's more ways than one. We as small business owners absolutely do not have to be between a rock and a hard place when we are associated with something that lots of people don't like. Okay, there's many ways around that. And Jerdog says they is any business. Let me go back now. And if any business excludes anyone, liberals freak out over elitism and privilege. All right, I'll have to get into more detail on that because I'm still not getting it. But you're trying to say if a business excludes anyone. So if I say I don't allow anyone in here without, I don't know, shirts and shoes, no service, liberals would freak out over elitism. I don't get it. if I say, you know, you have to be an adult to come into this business, the elites would freak out over privilege. And elite, I don't get it. Liberals freak out over elitism and privilege just because that's what they do. That's what all this stuff is, whether you give a discount or not. It's just virtue signaling. And conservatives, for the most part, don't do virtue signaling. We just go on about our day. We just go on with our life. Like, that's what conservatism is. Like, my business is none of your business. I live my life. You live yours. Like, this is America. And we have self-reliance. And what's all this nonsense getting into every other's business and who everybody wants to sleep with or marry or what they who they want to do business with or what discount they want to, you know, who cares? Do whatever you want. George Oak says, Marting the discounts, they freak out over everything. Okay, anyway. I will check that out later and respond, but that's it for now. I can tell we're completely losing light, which means the moon, oh, look at that, the moon's getting real bright. That's it for Topical Tuesday. I'll be back with Wisdom Wednesday tomorrow. I have a bit of wisdom that will help you to build your business, have more fun, make more money, because for small business owners, hopefully, that's what it's all about. Thanks for being here, Jerdog, and Leon was here, and a couple other people were here. Oh, Jeff Morris, good seeing you. Haven't seen you in a while, and Brett, and everybody else watching live, and anybody on the replay, and I'll catch you tomorrow on Wisdom Wednesday. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.